I Like My World. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I Like My World. Now, to like my world is quite something. It is not an easy thing to do, because as I look around my world, I see many things that do not please me. As I look around my world, I see many things that could be done a little more lovingly, a little more generously, a little more beautifully. I look around my world and I see things that are not quite the things that I would have done if I were in my best sort, if I were in my best attitude of mind. But I'm not always in my best attitude of mind. I'm not always thinking of my highest and my best. I'm not always thinking of some blessing to the world. Too often, yes, too often, I'm thinking about my own petty little attitudes, my own petty little points of view. When I see someone around me who is having an argument or unhappy about something, is my first thought that they should be happy? Is my first thought they should not argue? Is my first thought they should do it my way? Is my first thought that they're not using good judgment? Is my first thought a negative thought toward another being, another person in my world? If it is, then I better wake up. Because that other person, doing whatever they are doing, is absolutely my creation. That other person, thinking the thoughts that they're thinking, speaking the words that they're speaking, and doing the actions that they're doing, that's my thinking. That's who I am. That's what's going on in my mind, in my business. And it's true. It's very true. If this is what's going on in my business, it's most interesting. Around the world, diplomats work with nations to have them all cooperate and be loving to one another. Well, there's a bridge, a road that's being built in a foreign country, and the road is joining together the country economically, allowing it to be something that's going to be a benefit to all the people. And there's one man with a small plot of land, his rice field, right in the middle of the road construction. Now, why is it that they hadn't first gone through the entire area and decided that they're going to put the bridge, put the wall, the road in, put the highway in, and get everyone to cooperate? Get everyone to go along with it, or sell their property, or go around them as need be. But why is it they haven't done that ahead of time? Why did this one man stand up at the end and not allow them through his property, just causing him to be a short distance from the success of their program? Well, somebody didn't do a good job of creating. They said, oh, that person doesn't want to cooperate. That person doesn't want to do this. That person doesn't want to be part of the whole program to benefit the whole country. That person is just thinking of themselves. That person is selfish. Well, these type of thoughts never get anyone anywhere. But these are the type of thoughts that we do have when we are thinking for ourselves. When we are thinking that we are the creator of the world, and there are people we create in our world that are not nice. Now, that in itself is a tragedy. We should realize that we are the creator of our world, like we said, but we don't need to create people in our world who are uncooperative. We don't need to create people in the world who do not want to see the big picture. We don't need to create people in the world who are going to be difficult in making success for various activities in the world. We don't need to do that. We can create people by saying they are cooperative, harmonious, and loving to the total picture. Or we can say they are cooperative and loving. Or we can say They are as excited about the whole program as anybody else. They are as excited about the whole program as anybody else. Now, it's not a matter of money. You see, the money was offered to them for an idea of the value of their land far beyond anything they could have ever dreamed for themselves. They would not have to work again for the rest of their life. They would have sufficient funds to take care of all of their needs, all their desires. But you're dealing against something that is very interesting here. You're dealing against the emotions of a man, the emotions of a family, the emotions of a lifetime. This is where they had been raised. This is where they had been brought up. This is, to them, their land was more precious than all the money in the world. To them, having the right to speak and own and be director of their own land was more important than being paid. And when we realize this, we have to realize that we've been going at the wrong direction to get that man to cooperate with the total program. If we are truly the creators of our world, if we are truly the creators of our experience where we want things to go the way we'd like them to go, then we have to start recreating ourselves. Have we in ourselves the idea that certain things cannot be accomplished? Do we have in ourselves that we want to be uncooperative with the larger program? Do we have in ourselves that we have rights to our individual existence, through our uniqueness? We are not a member of the family planet Earth. No, we do have those feelings sometimes. And when we have those feelings, we are having feelings that will make us only unhappy. For when we flow with the joy of the Earth, when we flow with the joy of the world, the joy of mankind, when we flow with the joy of living in a harmonious life, then we find that all these things work out. Now, what is for the highest and best of that man and his family? Is it to have the money? Is it to have their family? Is it to have their property? Well, they have already lost the idea that their property is beautiful and it is their homeland and it is something that they've grown up on. They're no longer thinking of that. Now they're only thinking, how can I stop someone from taking that which is rightfully mine? How can I stop someone from making demands upon me for which they have no right to make? I have the right to have my own land. I've had it all these years in my family. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Now, how do we work with a situation like that? Well, all the diplomats in the world going in and working with them will be ineffective. That's why wars happen, because the diplomats are ineffective. They're going at the wrong direction. They're going at the wrong concept. If the diplomats were in charge and they were told that they have to accomplish a peaceful resolution. Now, the peaceful resolution doesn't mean the man gives up his land or that the man does not give up his land. The peaceful resolution merely means that everyone is content and happy with the result, that no one feels their rights are being taken away from them. No one feels that what they have is no longer going to be valid. This man's land, surrounded by this high-speed highway, bringing traffic back and forth across several nations, is going to change the environment totally in which he lives. And if he truly wants a place to raise his rice, if he truly wants a place to be where he can have his family and raise them with the values he wants to get off into the hinterland. He wants to get off into the land beyond the fast commerce of the modern day. And to understand this, you can understand how wonderfully it can be handled by just knowing, somebody knowing that this man has the desires of his heart fulfilled. Now, the desire of his heart is not one piece of land. The desire of his heart is not one area. The desire of his heart is not to have one thing done. The desire of his heart is that who he is, his individual self, is recognized. His personal integrity is approved of and appreciated. He is not being walked on, stepped on, pushed aside. He is not being in any way threatened. He is not being in any way taken from that which is most precious to him. How do we make the change? How do we make the change where this most precious experience is not taken from him? We make it in thought alone. We make it, if we were to take an effective practitioner, or even a group of effective practitioners, but one would be sufficient, and have that practitioner speak its word on behalf of the man and his land, on behalf of the country and its desire to put through this highway for commerce, on behalf of the harmony of the world, on behalf of the balance and the right action everywhere, on behalf of the man feeling good about himself, feeling good about his family. Now, he's gone too far just to say, okay, take it. Because if he were to just say, okay, take it, then he would have lost everything. But if he can get to the point, if he is called in to the counseling tables, where they're discussing how they're going to put the highway through, and he is taken into the privy of the powers that be who are running the highway through, and told what an important part his land plays in the total picture, it would take a complete turnaround on the side of the business, on the side of the country, on the side of the management, because they're always trying to get everything at the cheapest price they can get it. They're trying to steal wherever possible, remove wherever possible, take advantage of people wherever possible. Now, if that's the thought that they have in their minds, you can be sure the people that they steal from have that in their minds too. And if that's the thought they have in their mind, they're not going to have a very successful negotiation with one of the properties that are most difficult to obtain. But when the bargaining people can sit down at the table and say, you have a right to your property, you have a right to a fair price for it, and we're going to make it public domain, we're going to take it over, and we're not going to give you any money for it, we're going to just take it, because it is in the public welfare that we're taking it. Now, they could do that too, because this man and his family are hardly an army or a nation that would fight someone taking over their land. But if they were to work with them as in a respected man, as a respected consciousness, as someone who really appreciates what he has, and is not only fighting for this integrity of the continuity of the ownership, the continuity of the land being under his family direction, but if they could see and play the role how they are contributing to this bigger picture, how important they are to it, and really sincerely have that be the case, then the man would cooperate fully. You say, well, certainly they must have tried that. No, they didn't. Certainly they had the wisdom to do that. No, they didn't. Certainly they told him these things. Yeah, only after they tried to steal it from him. Why would anyone ever want to protect something that is right in the middle of change? And there's very little they can do about it. But it's right in the middle of change. Change is going to take place whether it's on their property or around it. And why does anyone want to protect the past, protect history? It's like the the Dachau, they want to memorialize it, they want to make it famous. Let it go. Let these things that are the past, that are no longer valid in the present, let it go. All we need that is a reminder of the terribleness of people. What we need is a reminder of the goodness of people. For this, for these nations to get a hold of this land this one man has, it doesn't take remembering how cruel they were in the past. It only is, what are they doing in the now? What are they doing in the present with loving this family, with loving this man, with wanting to do their utmost to give him whatever he wants? What would it take to have him sell his property? Oh, he might say 3, 4, 5 times the value. Well, is that beyond the measure of what this country can do, of what the negotiators can do? Not at all. Not at all. But the negotiators are going to try to get it at the least price they can, because that's just part of negotiation. Whereas if the negotiators were looking at it from the man's point of view, they would say, well, let's see how we can benefit him and benefit us and have everybody be happy by it. Now you say, well, business isn't done that way. Oh, yes, it is. Lasting business, business that cares about people, that cares about tradition, that cares about family attitudes and family right uses, it cares. It cares very much. You and I, we sometimes forget, and we think we're going to bamboozle someone. We're going to just push them over. We're going to go around them. We're going to make them not realize that they're losing or that we're winning. And that attitude is so strong and so powerful in wherever it is being done that the people to whom it is being done are very much aware of it. The world accomplishes many wonderful things. There is a bridge in France, and that bridge scans, it's the highest bridge in the world and the longest bridge in the world, and it is making commerce between nations more accessible. Now you can be sure that the people whose land over which the bridge was built had a lot to say about it. And the people whose land was under that bridge and who is going to be affected by that bridge being there forever are going to be, have been very much aware of this and were probably not too easy to convince. But it's like being born in an area where there are mountains all around you, and there are mountains all around you, and you live in that concept. And people who live in a large city and these tall buildings go up all around them, and they live in these canyons which are between the buildings, which are between the streets, and these can be made out to be something tragic and evil, something bad. But as people live with it, as people live in those areas, they want to be there because of what it has to offer. The ability of these nations to have a more easy access to commerce because of the bridge being there has made that bridge a viable and desirable thing. The man who has these several acres, these 20 acres or whatever it is, it's not a terribly large area, and the country that is trying to put through the road and the highway and the bridge, they too will come to grips with themselves, and they will decide that they are the creators of their world. And once each of them decides, either of them decides, any of them decide, it is done. And leave it in the program of the universal to be fulfilled, but following their heart in love and peace and harmony, they'll find that will be done too. And it will be done in a happy, memorable way. How soon we can learn to let go of the past and live in the present, live in the now. That's as soon as we live a happy and fulfilled life. For there is no other time but now. There is no other place but here. And these land projects, these bridges, these roads going in, are part of the development of all the earth. Soon all the earth will be spanned by transit lines, by power lines, by highways and railroads. Soon all of the world will enjoy that. And as it has made changes in the past, it'll make changes in the future. And as the bridges for the railroad trains that were put up in the past and how they were fought, but they accomplished their end. So now, as we look at any problem we have in the world, if we think it is done now with unconditional love, if we think it's done now with unconditional love, then it will be done. No matter how great your problem is or how unimportant your problem may seem to be, it is not a problem when it is in your consciousness and my consciousness that it is done now and it is beautifully done. This is my proclamation for myself. This is my proclamation for my creation. This is my proclamation for my universe. And it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.